The Invitation. Father, I hear you want to work with the poor. Come here. We have the poor, lepers, war victims, widows and orphans, the sick and the dying. We are at war with the communists. We would appreciate your services. Please come. Mr. Phan Quan Dan, President of Refugee Relief, South Vietnam. Friar Joe Devlin, S.J., received this invitation in response to his inquiries to the impoverished areas of the world expressing his desire to work with the poor, to assist people suffering injustice, and to serve the underdogs. Joe appreciated the struggle of the people of South Vietnam to preserve their freedom and to stop the invading communists from taking control of their country and their lives. He gave them a high priority as the people he wished to serve. When Mr. Phan Quan Dan received Friar Joe's inquiry, he recognized the face of a brother. Joe's empathy and compassion for the less fortunate reflected his personal sentiments. Consider Dr. Dan's history, a highly educated doctor who chose to work with leopards and the Saigon poor. Mr. Dan received his first MD degree in 1945 in Hanoi's medical school with a thesis on leprosy. He earned another MD from the Sorbonne University, Paris. After addressing the General Assembly of World Health in Geneva, he obtained a fellowship at Harvard University and received a doctorate in public health. On his return home, Dr. Dan did not seek a rich clientele in Vietnam. Instead, he opened his first clinic in the slum area by the docks of Saigon. Dr. Dan understood Joe's desire to serve the underdog. When Joe received Dr. Dan's invitation in the summer of 1970, he felt elated, yet a few hurdles had to be cleared before he could accept it. Joe prayed over his decision, weighing the positive and negative aspects of going to Vietnam and working directly with the poorest of the poor. The work would be difficult, sacrificial, maybe even dangerous. Joe cleared the first hurdle when his provincial gave him permission to go. The provincial told Joe that he must support himself and finance his own work. Friar Joe wrote to Dr. Dan that he was happy to accept this invitation and in a short time would be traveling to South Vietnam. It was the start of a new life for Joe within his own priestly vocation. He would fulfill his mother's recommendation. Joe, you always help the underdog, and that's a very good thing. When the St. Ignatius High School Jesuits heard Joe was seeking transportation to the Orient, they offered him a passage on a Philippine freighter, the Corregidor. The passage had been auctioned at their annual fundraiser. The recipient paid for the ticket at the school's auction and then providentially gave the ticket to the high school. Joe was happy to accept the school's free passage to Hong Kong. On the night before his departure, after Joe had enjoyed dinner with his family, they drove to the pier to inspect Joe's ship and accommodations. It was not a cruise ship, but his living quarters were adequate and the captain and crew were friendly. Everyone hoped that the ship would serve good meals and that the journey might be without storms, without becoming monotonous. Before their final bon voyage, Joe and his family enjoyed a farewell party on the ship, with much humor and good wishes.